And then he called him in and told him that to take over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he was so happy with his job at the bank, and it was day work.
Mm-hmm.
And
he had had to work at nights?
Yeah, nights. Nights. Every 2 weeks he was on the night. You see, he'd work evenings and nights. He never got a chance at day work.
Mm.
It was all 3 to 11 before it got to be 12 hours. It was 3 to 11 or 11 to 7.
Ever since he worked there?
So anyhow, when he got this bank job, the engine room,
uh-huh.
he, well then it was day job, day work. And it was very, so very good, you know. And he was off on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it so much better and everything. But now you see, after he wasn't in the job very long, when this man, Mr. he was the one hired him.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. He took sick and he died, I would say, about a year later. And but you see, another man would never have hired my husband, because at that time my husband was 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would have hired him.
Yeah.
But they took him, and so they were very well satisfied with his work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there 10 years, long enough to retire. And they gave him that clock when he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really so proud of that clock, and they gave him, they had a little reception and everything for him, and then they had an attendance prize, and they picked his name for the attendance prize, which he was so proud of. It was like a little, a portable radio, you
uh-huh.
know? A portable television, I should say. It was very, very good. So, that's what I say. At least he had 10 years of pleasant work, you know?
Yeah.
But he really worked hard before that.
How old was he when he died? What?
70 years old.
What year did
he? He's dead now 2.5 years. He died in November of 72.
Mm-hmm.
November 25th of 72.
Where were his parents from?
From Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And was your husband a Catholic too?
Yes.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like, just the floor plan, you know, the names of the rooms and so forth. Do you think you could sort of sketch it and just like where the floor plan, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, honey, it was, the house still stands down there, but it's been cut up into apartments and things like that. When you'll notice if you're down in that neighborhood, it's got a little picket fence in it. When we lived there, it had a wooden picket fence, which stood mm-hmm. about that high.
Pointed at the top.
Pointed at the top, right, uh-huh. And so then it had a little space. The yard was paved, I believe, a brick, something.
Uh-huh.
But it had a little centerpiece for a garden. You know,
uh-huh.
And then you had the steps going up the front way. Now, we lived, our dining room, as you went into the house, there was a little, well, there was a porch upstairs, which made that a little, we called it, I don't know what we called it, but anyhow, before you entered the house, don't you see? It was this little basement like that, and as you went in, it was the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that was the kitchen. Then beyond that was the room that was cut, half of it was a hall leading out into the yard, the other part was the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.